One of the places the Mumbai terrorists attacked last Wednesday night was the Oberoi Hotel. Nicole Overseer is an attorney working in Mumbai who was at work when the attacks occurred last week. WMNF spoke with her today about the attacks and the attitudes of Mumbai citizens 5 days after they began.
You know, I think we first started to notice it around 10 o'clock when we heard gunfire in the background. And then a few, now we find out that they were grenades that went off. That definitely shook my office building, which was across the street. I mean, throughout the night, we could sort of see all of these events unfolding before us.
There's more information, of course, coming out in the last day or two. Supposedly, one of the terrorists has talked to the authorities, and we're hearing some of those reports. From what you have known or learned and gathered, do you think that anything could have been done about this? I mean, there's some talk about lack of security and the like. Others say that it's unfair. What are your thoughts about that?
I definitely think that there are a lot of security failures. You know, it's really hard to sort of compare it to something that would happen in the United States, right? I mean, just even the education and the training and the equipment that the general police force has, you know, doesn't compare to what you'd find in New York or some of the big cities in the United States. I mean, part of it is a funding problem, I'm sure, and part of it is a training. I don't think that, you know, there was just no strategy in place to deal with this kind of situation, and they didn't have the training or even the sort of technology, I think they're saying. I read some reports, you know, they didn't have guns that could find targets.
Well, certainly, you know, going back into the 90s, Mumbai certainly suffered several different terrorist attacks over the years. I'm wondering if people you've engaged with in the last couple of days, are people feeling a little different about living in the city now, or are they more resolved to, you know, like the feeling that we had in America and in New York City after 9/11 about not leaving? Or what are the thoughts of some of the people you've been talking to in Mumbai?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I think that everyone has a feeling of not leaving. I mean, this is a great city, and there are great people. I mean, obviously, you can't ever take the actions of a few people to sort of speak for the culture or even necessarily the security or safety in the city. I haven't, until this, had any, you know, major problems. At the same time, I think everybody's really shaken up. You know, these were places where a lot of people went and a lot of people would go to feel safe. You know, I mean, living in a developing country, you know, sometimes these sort of nicer hotels and nicer restaurants serve as, you know, havens for people. And that's not just expats. It's also the local Mumbaikers. But yeah, I think everyone's shaken up a little bit. I think it's really affecting sort of the upper middle class now more than other attacks previously, you know, which will happen in outdoor markets or in the second class, you know, train. We'll have explosions there, but, you know, I think this is affecting sort of a different group of people who maybe before felt untouched by this kind of violence.